Okay.
Today we'll continue our series on Hilchos Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos and discuss the timing of Tanis B'chorim in a year like this. The origin of Tanis B'chorim in general is a comment that Tosus has in Pesachim Kuf Chesem and Aleph, which was this week's daf. The Gemara says that Rav Sheshes have a Yaseh B'Tanisa, Rav Sheshes would have a Tanis on Erev Pesach. Says Tosus Lav Dafka, doesn't mean that he literally fasted. Elishomer Asbin Bilachol, he just didn't eat too much. Or he didn't eat, it wasn't a conscious Tanis. Inami Avi Mekabel of Mamish Tanis, Kadeshi Inisker V'Nisr Milachol. Or that he was actually Mekabel Tanis, that he remembered not to eat, but the point was to have an appetite for the matzah Lel Hasidim. Babachoros nogu lisanos erev Pesach the Gitzani Maseches Sofrim Shem Misana Benisa and Ella Bechoros and erev Pesach. And there is a minhag that the firstborn would fast in erev Pesach, and that is sourced from a Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim Perkaf Aleph notes that there is an Isser Tanis during Chodesh Nisan. That's why Tanis Esther, which really commemorates the Tanios that the Jewish people fasted during the month of Nisan, in the time of Mordechai and Esther, we observe that in Adar and not in Nisan, since we don't fast in Nisan at all. However, there's one exception, says the Maseches Sofrim, and that is Habachoros. Habachoros, Shemis'anim, Be'er Pesach, Vatznuim, Bishvil, Hamatzos, Kadesh Yichnitzil, Pesach, B'taiva. But even though, generally, we don't fast during Chodesh Nisan, Habachoros would fast in Be'er Pesach, and the Tznuim would fast as well, so as to have an appetite for matzahs. And that's not a violation of the minhag of not fasting during Chodesh Nisan. The Iri records such a minhag as well in Pesachim Kusayin Amud Beis, quoting the Yerushalmi, which is parallel to the Maseches Sofrim. And there explains the reason. Maseches Sofrim doesn't tell you why the Bechoros would be Misana, but the Iri writes, L'zecher maka b'choros, u'tshuas b'chora Yisrael. It was a remembrance for makas b'choros and the salvation of the firstborn of the Jewish people who did not meet the fate of the firstborn of the mitzvah. L'chein ogim b'ksas makomas b'ashkenaz b'sarfas. That sounds like it wasn't a universal minhag, but a minhag in certain places in Ashkenaz and France. It sounds like it's not a absolutely rigorously sourced minhag, but there was a minhag in numerous communities. So that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Ayin. Habachoros misanin be'erev Pesach, bein b'chor me'ab, bein b'chor me'aim. V'yesh mishomer shafilu nekeva b'chor misana, v'ein aminakein, only the male's fest. Fine. What about this year? The Mechaber writes, Sif Beis, Imchal Erev Pesach B'Shabbos, Yesh Omrim, Shemis'anin HaBechoros B'Yom Hei. Some say the fast is observed on Thursday. Yesh Omrim, She'ein HaMis'anim Klal. No fast at all. This year you get off easy. Hagah, Yesh Linakas Varishona. That the appropriate practice is to be Noe Tanis B'choros on Thursday. Where does this come from? Trumas Hadeshen Simen Kuf Kav Vav. Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos Misanin B'Choros Olav V'Misanin Be'ezi Yom Misanin. So is there a Tanis at all? And if there is, what day should it be? Yeira'ed Misanin B'Yom Chamishi Shilafnei Shabbos. It should be on Thursday. V'chein Ra'isi B'Mei Chorpi B'Sefer Rokeach. When I was young, I saw this in the Sefer Rokeach. V'chein Shamati D'chan B'Rabusa Ratzal L'Chiach D'Lo Misanin Klal. Someone wanted to say that there's no fast at all. What's the raya? Mehad emaisi Mordechai perak malchum shenagu de pligi amarai b'Yerushalmi isa de Rabbi lo achal b'Erev Pesach. So the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi didn't eat an Erev Pesach. Why? Chad saver mishum de bechor. Who? One opinion says because he was a bechor. The chad saver dav misana mishum de istanis saver. The other one says he was an istanis, and if he would have eaten on Erev Pesach, he wouldn't have had enough appetite to eat the mitzvahs Leil HaSeder L'Tayavan. So two reasons Yerushalmi suggests why Rabbi fasted on Erev Pesach. So says the Gemara Sadeshin, quoting this the source, Vahashta. Isfirlan Dilamanda Amar Mishum Bukhra Misanin Trichilasan Safkashab Shabis of Naya Shabbos. So if you hold like the opinion that the reason Rebbe fasted is because he was a Bechor, so then it doesn't have to be Erev Pesach. It could be a different day. So if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you can move it up and do it on Thursday. So if that's the case, Imkein Amai Pligi Amaroi Misha Mai Sana Rebbe. So if that's the case, that you would fast on Thursday according to the day that is Mishum Bechor, because obviously if it's because Istinus, that doesn't apply 3 days before Pesach. The only justification for moving the fast up would be if it's because of the commemoration of Makas Bechoros and the salvation of the Bechorim. So if that's the case, so how is there a Machlokas Amarayim? Why Rabbi fasted? Tifsha Lahu Mehech Dachal B'Shabbos Imasana B'Yom Shalafanov. Divide the Shabbos and Masanim. So you should have asked, what did Rebbe do when Erev Pesach was Chal Yos B'Shabbos? If the reason is because of Bechor, then he would have fasted earlier. If the reason is because of Istinus, he wouldn't have fasted earlier. Imkein Vadai, Mishum Bechor Hisana B'Chol Shana, Di Mishum Istinus Ma'ya Mo'ol Hisana L'Shofnei Erev Pesach, Shaloye Istinus Milachol Matzah B'El Pesach B'Chilas Taiva. Bim law was signed a Rebbe lifnei Shabbos. Tifshar ibcha al karcha la mishum bachra signed b'chol shana al karchach. Gam lemanda amar mishum bachra sfirid eim asana klal kishachal er pesach v'shabbos v'tulach al mishamidis. It says that Truma Sedeshin quotes this anonymous earlier Rishon who said the fact that the Yerushalmi doesn't suggest that we could have been poshed why Rebbe fasted on erev Pesach by asking what he did if Erev Pesach Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, if he fasted on Thursday or not, that indicates that no, that's not an afkamina, because if Erev Pesach Shachal on Shabbos, there's no tainus at all. Then you can't be poshed anything from whether Rebbe fasted or not. That's the raya that the Truma Sedeshin quotes an anonymous earlier Rishon is saying. And the Truma Sedeshin doesn't think that's Bechreach, Venir Lichos. Maybe the Amram didn't know what he did whenever Pesach was Chal Yos B'Shabbos. How could that be? So it's no worse than the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Eilu Dvarim Imsachim that tells the story of Bnei B'Seira, who were the Nisiyim, and they forgot what the din was about Akrabas Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach Chal Yos B'Shabbos until Hillel came and told them what the din was. So apparently you see that people could have forgotten the halacha on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So the fact that the Yerushalmi wasn't poshet, it's question as to what Rebbe's motivation was based on what he did on a year that Erev Pesach was Chal B'Shabbos is no raya. Maybe they didn't know what he did on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So says the Truma Sedeshin, and therefore the Truma Sedeshin thinks that there is a fast, and without explaining why, the fast would be on Thursday, presumably because if you're going to move it up anyway, so shaloli kanes l'shabbos kishahu ma'una, so don't do it on Friday. Better to do it on Thursday. And one of the classics svarim on Erev Pesach Chal Yos B'Shabbos, the Sefer Chok Yisrael, written by a Rabbi Yisrael Lavelts, who was a Rav in Budapest before the war and in Eretz Yisrael after the war. So he quotes his Rabbi as rejecting the raya of the Truma Sedeshin. Says you can't learn anything from Rebbe because maybe this is the Rebbe Lishitasa. The Gemara in Tainus tells us Rebbe was the one who held that if Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, then there's no Tisha B'Av at all. Kevin She Idchi Idchi. So Rebbe holds that if a Tainus falls on Shabbos and you can't fast, the Tainus is, forget about it. There's no Tainus. So maybe Rebbe himself held that if Tainus Bechormis on Shabbos, you don't make it up. But we who don't hold like Rebbe by Tisha B'Av wouldn't hold like Rebbe here. And you can't bring a raya one way or another from Rebbe's Hanhaga on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay. Sefer Ha'agur, Simon Tafshin Ayin Aleph, also quotes that the correct time for Tainus Bechormis this year is on Thursday, And he quotes Mari Avizal that his practice was not to have Tanis Bacharim at all. Kevin Shenidcha Yidacha, since Tanis Bacharim to begin with is only a minog anyway. Shuvis Maril, Simon Kuf Yud. The way he phrases the question is, why don't we fast on Friday? Trumas Hadeshen never entertained fasting on Fridays. Pashtu to the Trumas Hadeshen that if you're going to fast, it's going to be on Thursday. And the only question is, do you fast at all? Or is there no Tanis Bacharim this year at all? And the Maril asks the question, no, why don't we fast on Friday? So he writes, just as when Tanis Esther has to be moved up, we move it up to if Purim falls on Shabbos, we fast Tanis Esther on Thursday and not on Friday. Mishum Kavod Shabbos, if you're ready moving it up, then Kavod Shabbos dictates that you do it on Thursday and not on Friday. So here too, Kavod Shabbos dictates if you're ready moving it up, it should be on Thursday and not on Friday. And the Chuvas Maril quotes smack that there's no Tanis this year at all. The Meiri, in a Sefer Magen Avos, the Meiri wrote a Sefer Magen Avos which justifies various Minhagim of Provence that were attacked by contemporaries. So in Simon Kuf Gimel of the Meiri's Magen Avos, he has a piece on when a Tanis Muktam should be, both by Tanis Esther and by Tanis Bacharim. And he writes that the minig in Provence was that Tanis Esther, if Purim falls on Sunday, would be on Thursday. And Tanis Bacharim, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, would be on, sorry, that if Purim fell on Sunday, Tanis Esther would be on Friday. And if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Tanis Bacharim would be on Friday as well, and not on Thursday. And since it's not a Tanis of Peronus, then we're not as concerned about having a Tanis on Erev Shabbos. We're not concerned about Yikonus of Shabbos, Keshehu Meuna. And so that was the minhag in Provence that he defends from attack of having a Tanis Bacharim on Friday during a year like this. Okay. In the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, the Hanhagos of the Stipler, he records in Chelek Beis, page Nun Zayin in the original edition, that when Erev Pesach was Chalias B'Shabbos, the Stipler's practice was to have a Siyum both on Thursday and on Friday, and that's the practice of his son Reb Chaim as well. And the Rabbi Harfin is his sefer from Satmar on Erev Pesach Chayas B'Shabbos. He writes that this is a practice in Bells, and this is a practice of the Skvera Rebbe. So the Orchos Rabbeinu doesn't explain why this was a practice of the Stipler, but it's not. It doesn't seem to be, and we'll flesh this out in a minute, this is not necessarily because he was choshesh for the position of the Provençals, that the correct time for Tanis Bacharim is on Friday, but it's a different cheshbon based on the din that we find in Hilchos Purim. Simen Tafresh Pei Vav. Imchal Purim Be'echa B'Shabbos, Makdimin Lis'anas B'Yom Chamishi. So that's our practice. Tanis Esther is on Thursday when Purim falls on Sunday. Haga, the Tanis Eino Chova, Lachen Yesh Lahakeb Oleis Etzarek Kegon Muberes, Menekes, Chol Hashem Asakana. Fine. The Im Chal Purim B'yom Aleph, Shem Yisayim B'yom Hei Shalafanav, L'chal Bo Bris Mila, Muter Lechol Ala Mila, Ulamachar B'yom Vav, Yisayinu Ha'ochlim. So if when you have a Tanis Esther Mukdam, you're a Baal Simcha Vermila, you're Baal Bris, you're allowed to eat, but you have to make up the Tanis on Friday. Because fundamentally, it doesn't get you out of the tinus entirely. The tinus could have been on Friday, just the practice is to move it up to Thursday. So if you don't do it on Thursday because you have a bris, that doesn't exempt you from fasting on Friday. So Rav Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Arachayim Simen Samachtes, Chelek Dalet Simen Samachtes, raises the following question in our context. Just as we see that when it comes to a Tanis Esther on a Thursday, if you have a exemption on that Thursday, you still have to fast on Friday. Maybe that should be the case on Tanis Bechorim as well, that you're going to have a Siyum on Thursday. But since really you could have been Noi Tanis Bechorim on Friday as well, the Siyum on Thursday gets you off fasting on Thursday, but you would still have to fast on Friday. So Rav Moshe raises a question whether that is the case and has a back and forth. And ultimately, Rav Moshe says that you can be Mako since at the end of the day, it's a relatively kal kind of etanis and it's only Mishum Minhaga. So there's no need to fast on Friday just because you had to see him on Thursday. In the Chut Shaniya from Nissen Karelitz, he quotes something similar from the Chazon Ish, that for this reason, there's no need to, since it's all in Mishum and Haga, and it's not clear if you, according to some days, you don't have to fast at all this year, as long as you patri yourself with the Siyum on Thursday, you don't have to fast on Friday. But it, the Hanhaga of those who'd have a Siyum on both days seems to be to cover themselves from this possibility that maybe a Siyum on Thursday doesn't exempt you from fasting on Friday. In some quote in this context as well, Tshuva L'Chavis Yar. Tshuva L'Chavis Yar is Simon Ayin, who indicates that, let's say you had a Siyum at night, so that Siyum could carry over, you could have a Sudas Mitzvah the next day on the basis of the Siyum that was the night before. So on the Dirshu Mishabru, they quote from Rav Osner that, let's say you have some normally in a regular Erev Pesach, people generally don't go to work. But more people have to go to work on Thursday than on a regular Erev Pesach. So someone has to go to work. They're not able to have a Siyum Thursday morning. So they quoted from Rav Osner that maybe you could have a Siyum the night before and then have a Suda that counts for Suda Smith for that Siyum the following morning, and that would exempt you. So based on this, in the Sefer Chok L'Yisrael that we quoted earlier, he suggests maybe that'll work even more forward. Let's say you have your Siyum on Thursday, and you have your Suda Smith for the companies that Siyum, and that exempts you from fasting on Thursday. So even if you're Choshesh for the din that we have in Hilchos Tanis Esther, that the Siyum on Thursday won't to you from having to make it up on Friday, but maybe the Siyum on Thursday could carry over to Friday, and you have another Suda that you call the Suda Smiths on Friday, and that still is somehow Nisyaches to the Siyum on Thursday. So that's his suggestion, and maybe this Chavis Yar has some resonance to get out of the potential concern of having to cover yourself on Friday as well. In the Minhagei Maril, he raises another consideration when it comes to Tanis Bechorim this year for those who do fast. So he raises a problem that if you're fasting, then you may have a long night ahead of you because you have to do Bedikas Chametz on Thursday night this year. And once his Man Mitzvah kicks in, you're not allowed to have a Suda, or perhaps even a te'ima before performing the mitzvah. So just like when Tanis Esther is an Erev Purim, we don't break the fast until after Kriyas HaMegillah. So if Tanis Bechorim is Erev Bedikas Chametz, then you can't break the fast until you finish Bedikas Chametz. So that could be a long time. So writes the Minhagei Maril, V'amr she'ein rasha in lisad alayla ter Bedikas Chametz. You can't have a suit until you do Bedikas Chametz. Im kein, Masai shachal, some Bechorim have big houses and there are a lot of rooms that they have to check. And they're still fasting. And that's very difficult to have a rigorous, thorough bedika chametz on an empty stomach. The Amar Maril, the Ksas Daito, Nota, Sheyochal Bena Shmashos. And maybe we could allow eating Bena Shmashos. Hol the Ashikan Ravan, Gambitanis Diamaham Nurayim, Hayala Olamachal Achashayathi Besach Nesses, the Hashvin Late Sarah Bahama. So just as summer Makel, for those who have the practice of fasting during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to break the fast during Bena Shmashos. So here too, the Tanis Akal Ma'od, the Rabbi Chiyal, Hu Matur Lo Mine Targima. So he quotes the some who allowed eating Mine Targima in Tanis Bechorim, that is not a full Tanis. The Adif Le Lechol, Bena Shmashos, Da Dain Lo Hiskos Mame Digos Chami, Sima Sheyoch, Alacha Shechashecha, the over the concept of the Rabban and Kacha Yeniris. So the Maril says, better to break the fast during Bein HaShmashos than to eat once it's already dark and more directly violate the din of not having a suda before performing a time-bound mitzvah. That he wasn't willing to robustly endorse that. If you're really stuck, then you can appoint someone else to do the mitzvah for you. Or you could have a bite to eat that's not considered to be a kvias, and then that wouldn't be as egregious a violation of the Isser Tima before Kiyum HaMitzvah. So the Mishnah Berura quotes this in Siman Tafayin, or something along these lines, in Sivkat and Vav. The Mishnah Berura writes that Im Kashal Amatanis B'yom Chamishi Mishun Desarach Livda Kachamitz B'layla. So he says you could taste a little bit before the bedika. Or have someone else do the bedika for you, and then you could eat yourself. Okay. In the Sefer Otzar Bar Mitzvah, he has a little bit of a discussion that Rabbi Tzvi Cohen has in his Sefer Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, about the Bar Mitzvah boy. So last month we discussed the Bar Mitzvah boy that became Bar Mitzvah on Purim Meshulash in Yerushalayim. So he discusses the Bar Mitzvah boy that becomes Bar Mitzvah on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And the question is, to the extent that we assume, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a katan, the father should fast on his behalf. If you have a katan b'chor, b'chor katan, in general, the father should fast on his behalf for tanis b'chorim. So what's the din this year? Katan nisgadil becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Does the father need to fast for him on Thursday? Do we say that the ikar zman chiyuv tanis b'chorim is on Shabbos, and Thursday is only a kind of tashlumin? So if you're not Mechuyev on Shabbos, then there's no tashlumin on Thursday. Or is the Iker Tanis on Thursday? So if the Iker Tanis is on Thursday, he's still a katan, and the father should fast for him. If the Iker Tanis is on Shabbos, and Shabbos, he's already a gadol, so it's not shayach that the father should have to fast on Thursday for his son is going to be a gadol during the Ikris Man Chiyuv, and then the kid would essentially be off the hook from this time. That's how they frame the question of Katan Shenis Gadol on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And the Osar Bar Mitzvah quotes from Rav Yashiv Paskind, that in this case, the father should fast for the son on Thursday, because he felt like the tzad that the Iker Chtanis is on Thursday when the Katan is still a Katan, and therefore the father should fast on behalf of the Katan. And the similar question they asked Rav Yashiv was, let's say the Katan becomes Bar Mitzvah on Friday, do you have to fast or not? If we say that Thursday is a Tashlumin for Shabbos, but what about Friday? If for whatever reason you didn't fast on Thursday, would you still have to fast on Friday? Is it, do you have the option of having Friday instead of Thursday? So again, Rav Yashiv felt that the Iker Tanis is on Thursday. It's not either Thursday or Friday, but the Ikar Tanis is on Thursday, period. And therefore, in the case of the Katan Shenis Gadol, on a Friday, the father should fast for him on Thursday. Okay. So we have a couple minutes left. The Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, so a common practice of the Mishnah Berurah quotes is that most hold the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha not on Erev Pesach, but the week before. The reason being that the purpose of the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is to instruct people as to what preparations are necessary in advance of a Pesach. So then if you're going to wait till Erev Pesach, it's going to be too late. So you have to have the Drasha a week earlier in order to allow people to make the necessary preparations ahead of time. However, the Aruch HaShulchan has a little bit of a different approach to that matter. And the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that nowadays, since everybody asks their shaylas to the Rabbanim independently and aren't reliant on a drasha in order to know how to prepare, so the drasha could be on Erev Pesach Mamish. And it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan Shabbos HaGadol drasha was not a halach lemaisa drasha, but more of a other exposition, and therefore there was no need to be makdimit. So the Aruch HaShulchan seemed to be more in favor of having the Shabbos HaGadol drasha on Erev Pesach Mamish. But again, that's not the, I don't believe that's the practice of most. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kav Tes recommends having the Shabbos HaGadol drasha the Shabbos before, which again, I think is what most shuls do. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, next week, we'll talk about Mechiras Chametz this year, Zman Mechiras Chametz. And I guess a little bit of bedika and beer to go along with that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Travis. And we should.